Mango Bay every day. Real food.
Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and feel all right.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording?
You are?
Oh. Can you press stop?
Chant begins, more applause, women are waving handkerchiefs, hands are waving as they greet Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. We refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check,
yes!
A check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom,
yes,
and the security of justice.
Yes.
Yeah.
A long time coming, But I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I want y'all to help me now. Come, girl. But you know, seems like I tried so hard to get back where I started from. It took about 20 years of very serious smoking. A few ups and down. Few trips, little space odyssey once in a while. To get back to being a kid all over. 'Cause you know when you see a little boy or a little girl running to meet the popsicle truck. And all of a sudden, you got to turn around and say, wow, I'll be glad when this cat gets here. All these changes I'm going through. Back home again, baby. Then comes the age, but you start drinking wine and taking care of business at the drive-in movies. And then one day, a partner of yours gives you one of them funny-looking cigarettes. Says it's time for you to get mellow one more time. And after that first hit, the whole world sort of brightens up just a little bit. But you know, I come from back way back in Indiana, where like we still got outhouses and brothers wearing pointed toe shoes and carrying 45s. Well, you know, there's three kind of people in this world. That's why I know a change has got to come. I said there's white people, there's black people, and then there's my people.
Oh, I got to get on home now. Talking about a change.
has got to get underway, baby. I feel it coming. I feel it coming. I feel that it's coming pretty soon.
Baby Huey, Curtis Mayfield produced album. Of course, not playing music from Montreal today. Of course, it was just 2 days ago that the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King occurred 50 years ago. That means that exactly 50 years ago today, numerous American cities were literally in flames with out-of-control riots and entire sections of cities destroyed. That is exactly the weekend that Detroit never recovered from. On top of the hundreds, if not thousands, of buildings that burned down and hundreds dead, was a massive shock and kickstarted what they called the White Flight. A lot of the people who lived through those riots and did not have any sort of understanding of the frustrations and everything behind them just had this visceral reaction to leave. We did start it out with a record called We Shall Overcome, which features the full speeches and speech of I Have a Dream. Led into Solomon Burke's song of the same name from the album of the same title, I Have a Dream. Syl Johnson, of course, one of the best-known, socially conscious R&B singers, gave us Concrete Reservation. Right after, a few weeks after Martin Luther King died, the President of the United States signed into law protections against unfair housing practices, meaning it was then all of a sudden, thankfully, illegal to not rent to someone because they were black. Lo and behold, just a few years after that law went into effect, Donald Trump himself and his father got dinged on that. They were pretty guilty of that. Not that it is at all a surprise. Disappointing that such a racist troglodyte now sits in the White House. So that's obviously another story. All the more reason to bring back the social justice fights of the past, the music that inspired them, and that can keep inspiring us. But what had brought him to Memphis, where he got shot, was his solidarity with the striking sanitation workers, otherwise known as the garbage men. They were looking to unionize. They were treated like crap. And most of them were African-American and had absolutely awful working conditions. And that's what brought him there, to help them. Memphis sanitation workers, leading into this next song, somewhat about them. It's called Garbage Man by a band called Shades of Brown. Montreal Sound Arc, CKUT 90.3.
Yeah. must always be turned backward. Why our eyes must always be turned backward. You still using that same old crutch, saying it's the color of my skin. And you still want to call me a boy, but can't you see that I'm all percent man? Now we ought to get it together. Come on and let's be friends. Cause the world was made for every man. Ooh. Why must always be turned backwards? Can you tell me that? Why eyes must always be turned backwards? This time it's Pakistan and India. Tell you that they're at each other's throats again. North and South Vietnam, will they ever agree? Unemployment rates are high worldwide. People are hungry. Can you tell me why our eyes must always be turned backwards? America, the beautiful, for amber winds of
day. Over here in America, people are fussing about the bussing, y'all. Lord, don't you let there be another Attica over here in America. And over there in Israel, that's what they call the Holy Land. That's where Christianity was supposed to first begin. But the fighting man got dead. What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? I just can't stand it much longer. The Protestants and Catholics, they're supposed to be so religious and profound. But they're over there in Ireland and they're burning each other's houses down. I just can't understand why must always be turned backwards.
Who discovered this place? Me. think they'll mean. Me, who picked the crops, worked in all kinds of jobs, created the headline news, taught them how to sing the blues. I invented bag seats, all the soul food they eat. Me, who they nailed to a cross, found a way when they were lost. Now who do they think they are? Tell me who do they think they are? Somebody tell me who do they think they are? To ask me to fight the war. Tell me what for? Who they think they are? Who are they to put me in a ghetto? Which is just a slum, in a house on a block where they just moved from. Somebody tell me who do.
Be free.
There we have The Variations, I believe, from New York City. A Woman's Blues is the album. Saying It, Doing It, their version of the James Brown song. Prior to that, we had Gotta Write, the Supreme Jubilees album called It'll All Be Over. Some gospel, black social activism, justice stuff there. Of course, it doesn't get much more outspoken than the Watts Prophets. We heard a few pieces collaborating over the same piece of music there by a number of the Watts Prophets, an album called Rappin' Black in a White World. Probably the only tunes not filled with swear words and the N-word, so I was able to play that for you there this afternoon. Heard What is a Man, a Pimp, The Tenements, and The Master. Raw Spit prior to that, Jerry Williams Jr., otherwise known as Swamp Dogg. Straight-up R&B way of the USA. Who do they think they are is that song of his from the band he had for a little while there, Raw Spit. Also had Lou Bond. Why Must Our Eyes Always Be Turned Backwards was his tune. Finally, something sort of from Montreal prior to that. Normally, this is a show playing Montreal music pretty much every weekend or every week on Fridays, but switch to all sorts of music. But this one band from, I believe, originally Chicago, had spent quite a bit of time in Montreal, which might explain why they cover a francophone song there. They call it Be Free. I think it's a Michel Fugain tune. They spent a bunch of months in Montreal playing in the early 70s and recording parts of these two albums of theirs. That was from Relating a Message to You, Be Free by Cain and Abel. Started out with Shades of Brown, Garbage Man. The classic tune from the band Soul, S-O-U-L, from the album What Is It? Message from a Black Man on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Thank you. donkey walking through the twilight. I'm on my way home. I left 3 days ago, but no one seems to know I'm gone. A bad idea if I never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosy beads, close your eyes to watch me die. You keep saying, kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it. God, but did you ever try? To turn your sick soul inside out so that the world, so that the world can watch you die.
Where every man